Attention Austin musicians and music industry professionals. Are you having a difficult time navigating these waters, especially after the coronavirus and all the clubs have been closed? You don't know what to do? Well, let me tell you about a great resource for you. That's the Austin Music Foundation. Austin Music Foundation provides ongoing artist development services through its educational panels, one-on-one consultations, and online resources. Now listen, gang, all of that stuff is available to you, the artist or music industry professional, for free. And since coronavirus hit back in March and everything is closed down, Austin Music Foundation had the forethought to move all of their programs online. That's right, you can watch panels online, you can do your consultations online. Austin Music Foundation is there for you, and it's all free to you, the artist. Just go to austinmusicfoundation.org. That's austinmusicfoundation.org. Get involved.
You gotta open the vault.
Open my vault?
Open your vault.
Once I open the vault, it ceases to be a vault.
You have no choice.
Leave the vault.
Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I hope you guys are all doing all right. Welcome to yet another episode of How Did I Get Here from the Vault. Today, we go back to episode 745. Now, I went back to episode 745, which originally came out on October 29th, 2018, because of two things. One of them is today is my birthday. Yeah, thank you. Today, I'm 52. So on my 50th birthday, I went to Austin City Limits Music Festival, which would have been this last weekend. All right, see what I'm doing? I'm tying it all in to time. I went to, on Sunday, October 14th, 2018, my 50th birthday, I went to Austin City Limits Music Festival and sat down and talked to the great Kid Jones. And we had a fantastic conversation. This was really, really fun. Austin Music Foundation invited me down to do these conversations that were live on a stage at Austin Music at Austin City Limits Music Festival. It was fantastic. So on Saturday, October 6th, I went and talked to Jackie Venson. On Sunday, October 14th, I went and talked to Kid Jones. Both of these interviews are about 30 minutes long. They were a little bit difficult because they were in front of an audience. There was a fucking music festival going on different stages. You can kind of hear the music in some of it. But anyway, they were great conversations and I really had a good time. I can't think of a better way to have spent my 50th birthday. So I want to thank Austin Music Foundation. I also want to thank Austin City Limits Music Festival. And I will present to you without further ado my conversations with Kid Jones and Jackie Venson. From October 29th, 2018, this is episode 745. Austin Music Foundation presents Jackie Venson, Kid Jones, live from Austin City Limits Music Festival.
How did I get here from the vault?
Spring has come and gone. Golden rays of light. Illumination. I see so clearly now. I have a vision.
Every year with our nonprofits from Austin. And guys, this year we're doing something new. We've got presentations coming up. And we've got the last one for today right now. You're lucky, you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, presented by the Austin Music Foundation, please welcome to the stage, God damn it, he fucked with me earlier, Johnny Cowdy and Jackie Vinson.
Thank you. Thank you, hello, I'm Johnny Cowdy. This is my friend Jackie Vinson.
Hey, how y'all doing?
This is like legit. We had no pre-conversation. I said, hey, how you doing? We hugged.
Yeah, we booked this yesterday.
And then we came right up here.
Yep, we're friends. It's okay. Everything's good.
You played earlier today.
Yes, I played at 12:45 on the Tito stage.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah?
Yep.
Is that this? Yeah.
I love you, too. I love you, baby.
See? People are loving you everywhere, and also Hook 'em. Yep. Are you? I heard that you were disparaging things about OU over there.
Well,
is that right?
It's 4:38.
Okay.
And OU still sucks. I'm just
saying. Tough stuff, man. She's serious.
It's really wild. It doesn't even matter what time it is, you know.
So, I work with the Austin Music Foundation. I'm a musician. I also host a podcast called How Did I Get Here? And in the Austin Music Foundation, we have a program called the Artist Development Program, and in our inaugural year last year,
yeah.
Jackie was one of the seven artists that we worked with. So Jackie and I got to work very closely for 6 months.
Yep.
7 months.
Something
and I
like
think
that.
The last time that I saw you was at the graduation show.
Yeah, that was 3:10, yeah.
Yeah, which was last year, like in October.
I think it was
November.
Yeah, I think it
so
was.
So I haven't seen you in almost a year. You've had an incredible year.
It's been a whirlwind.
You've been traveling a lot. You've been touring a lot. You've put out a bunch of music.
Yep.
So let's start here. How did you land the ACL show?
Well, I woke up and I checked my email, and they sent me an email.
Oh, that's how they got you.
Yeah.
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 But you had played for the C3 people before. They kind of knew where you're coming from?
They had offered me other gigs before, but I was always out of town. I could never do them.
Yeah.
So this is actually the first C3 gig I've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Started up here.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I guess do we only go downhill from here?
No. I think there's still further up to go. I think there's still
wondering.
A little ways to go.
Okay, cool.
You've gone to Europe several times.
Four
times this year so far. Where have you been hitting? Have you been hitting the same places over and over again?
Well, I go to Germany pretty consistently, but this year I've been to a bunch of... And I go to Finland every year for the last 3 years in a row now, yeah.
And
in February. In February. Yeah. I don't know why they don't ask me to come in August. They want me to come to Finland in February. But
is it tough touring over there in the winters?
It's tough for me because I'm a Texan. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. Degrees
love Texas
is not...
out here.
7 degrees is not cool. One of the buses didn't have a heater.
Oh.
They were like, here's some extra gloves if you want to put them on. I'm like, thanks.
So what's been going on in Europe? Did you sign a deal with a label over there or something?
No,
or?
I actually met a booking agent. It all kind of happened pretty organically. I went to Europe on my own in November of 2014, just kind of on a whim. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go there, and I'm going to do open mics. I'm going to do jams. And if something happens and I meet somebody, then cool. If nothing happens, you know, I've never been to Europe anyway, and at least I will have gotten a trip to Europe, right? So I went there, and the first day I was there, I got there at 8 in the morning, and the hostel told me that my bed wouldn't be ready until 4 p.m. So I had to find stuff to do around Berlin for like 8 hours, 9 hours. And when I got back, my room was ready, but then I started asking the people at the hostel, I'm like, do you have any suggestion for any blues jams? So I went to this blues jam that night to this club called Yorkschlossen. Right? Seriously, it's called that. It's like 20 letter word.
Something?
It means York's tiny castle.
Okay, Yorkschlossen.
Yeah, Yorkschlossen means Schlossen. Like York's tiny castle. Anyway, so I went to York's tiny castle that night, and I met this blues guy. His name was Jan Hirte, and he has a blues band, and I jammed with him, and we kind of hit it off. He loves Texas. He loves Texans. And he was like, hey, you got to come back next summer, like this coming summer, and my band will learn your music, because I'm not a very good singer. So my band can learn your music, and we'll do like a month-long tour.
And?
And so I went back the following June, and we did a 25-day tour.
Wow.
Yeah, like to like Germany and Czech Republic and North Germany, and it just worked out.
And his band backed you up?
Yeah, his band backed me up. So I did two tours with his band, and then on the second tour, I met a booking agent.
And amazing.
Then the booking agent made it so that I could bring my band.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And so that's what you've been doing then this year, doing that. You've released 4 or 5 singles in the last year.
I've released 9 singles now.
Got a lot of fans.
Yeah.
They should.
I suppose.
Yeah, they just walk by. Jackie!
Like Bobby.
Bobby! I've noticed that your sound has been evolving and changing.
Yes.
And you released live albums at one point, a live album last year, right?
It was 2016.
2016. Yeah. So sorry, 2 years ago. Yep. And the new singles that you've released reflect a different sound. Tell me about. Are you recording on your own? What's going on?
I record at Orb Studios, and I usually get Tim Palmer to mix them because he's just a total awesome person.
Yeah, amazing.
He's so incredible at mixing. It's crazy. And I just wanted to have like a more, interesting, well thought out recording experience, and also listening experience for the person listening to the recording, instead of just kind of like going in and playing them the way we play them live. I wanted to put more thought into each song, into each arrangement.
Yeah.
Because all of my favorite recordings very few of them are just them going in and just playing the song the way they play them live and then mixing it.
Right.
Like, it's like they like double the snare with like a trash can with like a clap. And then, like, a dinosaur roar. Like, they do all this weird stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And make the recording sound, like, amazing. It stands out. It starts to play, and you don't know what it is about it. It just grabs you, and I wanted to do that.
It seems to me like you've been exploring the studio a lot more than just recording your band playing like you do a show.
Yeah, because that's good for live albums. But for the studio, it's just not the same. It's like, why would you spend all that money to go into the studio if you're not going to get really hyper creative with it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Might as well just record one of your shows.
Are you producing the stuff, or is someone there?
On one of the songs, Frenchie.
Chris, oh, awesome.
Chris Frenchie Smith, he produced one of them. I produced probably six of them. My friend John Dees on keyboards, he produced one of them.
Okay.
We just kind of mix it match. Yeah. But I produce most of them just because of budget constraints.
Are you happy with where you're going? Is it exciting for you?
Yeah.
Then how do you take this new, how do you retrofit this sound by taking this studio recording and applying it to what you do live? Does that take some work?
Oh, yeah. I use a looper pedal.
Yeah. You do?
Yep. Yeah.
With the band even?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I use it. So today it's such a hectic thing with festivals. You have like 10 or 15 minutes to set up before each band.
Right.
So I didn't bring my full looper setup, but I usually loop a drum machine and a keyboard. I just loop all the parts as the song goes along.
That's awesome.
Yeah, usually. Or if the gig allows, if the circumstances allow, I'll hire a keyboard player.
Okay. Was there a keyboard player today?
Nope.
No.
It was just me and my looper and Rodney and Nick.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So, let's talk a little bit more about this last year. Like what? Like you've been on tour. You toured the States as well.
Yeah,
you've just been nonstop on tour.
Yeah, that's how it is. If you want to do what I want to do, you gotta tour.
What do you want to do?
I want to perform for a living.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the recordings. I like doing the recordings, but the recordings are really just so that they can work for me.
Yeah, so you can get out there and have something new to play every time you perform.
Well, mostly so that people can get the opportunity to hear me and then come to my shows. Because what's a show without an audience? You know?
Exactly. Look at that. Thank you, guys.
So the recordings are a way to work smarter, not harder.
You know,
someone might hear my... I might be fast asleep in my bed and somebody discovers me on YouTube. That video's working for me.
Yeah. You know? While you're sleeping,
working. This person's buying a ticket because they saw a video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do have a very active social media. I feel like I've kept up with you for the last year through that.
Yeah.
And through your manager, Louie's social media as well. I follow you both.
Definitely.
I get the idea that you're traveling around and doing all this stuff. Really quickly, I do want to point out, it seems like the new sound is resonating with people because there's a few of the new songs have tons of plays on Spotify. You have like over 6,500 monthly listeners.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that, but I found that out this morning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You updated me. I haven't looked at it in a while.
Yeah, well, it's very exciting, and it's good to see you doing so well. What is the plan for 2019? What is Jackie Venson's 2019 going to be?
Well, 2019 is pretty exciting. So I have those 12 singles a month every month this year, but the first two were remixes of songs that I've already released. So, really, it's only 10 brand new songs. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to write two more songs. So it's going to be two mystery songs. I'm going to compile all these onto an album and release that album in April. It'll be my first vinyl. Oh. And I'm going to do a big album release show. Yo, what's up, man? Love you too, baby. Yeah.
I hope that people can hear this when they listen to this at home later. That was amazing.
Yeah. He's got that perfect shout in the crowd voice. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so I'm going to release that on my first vinyl in April. And we're looking at the Paramount Theater for the release show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Well, yeah.
And
I'm excited about that.
Then in the summer, I'm going to release an album I recorded on August 3rd, 2018, called Live at Green Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to oust my old live album, and I'm going to release a new live album.
You're
and there's
going to
be
it.
A, it's gonna be a deluxe.
You're not going to let people have all of them? You're going to take
mean,
one
yeah,
down
I
if
mean,
you put
yeah.
one up?
I might. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the best thing is for whatever, but likelihood I'll probably leave it up, but I'm going to, what I mean by oust is I'm going to one up.
Yeah.
I'm going to one up my last live album. This is going to be a deluxe live album. There's going to be like 17 tracks because we played like a 2.5 hour set.
That's awesome.
We played so long that I don't think Green Hall is ever going to hire me again. Hey, what's up?
Jackie, this is insane.
Seriously, Green Hall was so mad at me. They were like,
does anyone call it Jackie Mania?
They were like, usually bands in by 11:15. It was like 11:48. I'm like, oh, oops, I didn't know. My bad.
Well, since we're here at the Austin, the ACL Cares stage.
Yeah.
And I'm representing the Austin Music Foundation, which provides education for musicians and people here in the local music industry free of charge to the artists. And as I said, Jackie was in our artist development program, the very first one that we did last year. And we already started a second one. We got a whole new group of people.
Tight.
But can you tell the people here what that experience of going through the artist development program was like for you?
It was like school that you actually want to go to. You know what I'm saying? Like when you get to choose all your courses and all your teachers and stuff. It was like that.
Yeah.
You know, I was really excited to... they called themselves Sherpas, didn't they? The teachers?
No, someone called us Sherpas.
Someone called you guys Sherpas.
Yeah, someone called us Sherpas.
So there was a few advisors. There was a few advisors there. And they all have such ample experience in so many different areas. And so it was really amazing having easy access to just any question you have. It's like, hey, when you were on tour with Carlos Santana, what was that like? You know, you could just ask these questions to these people that are just there. And it was extremely useful for me. And we also learned a lot of stuff like about licensing and copyright and just stuff that you don't normally learn just gigging. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was really cool. It was like an eye opener, but it was also like a safe environment and a nice environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done any other interviews today here at ACL?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. This has been a crazy day.
A lot?
Oh, yeah.
Were any of them on a stage in front of people?
Nope.
Oh. Well, that's good. Who else did you do today?
I did an interview with the Austin Chronicle, with the Austin American Statesman, with the Recording Academy. I drew a picture for Do 512. I did a portrait for... I don't remember the other one. Sorry.
Is there anyone you're excited to see tonight?
Yes. Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
And I got to head over there. Oh, man, I think I'm missing
What's
it.
Happening?
I'm missing it. It's over.
You are?
I missed it.
No,
she
you
played
didn't.
From 4 to 5.
Oh, Jackie.
It's cool.
It's not my fault. Oh, it's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
It's tomorrow. They're
it's
telling
tomorrow?
Me it's tomorrow.
Janelle Monáe's tomorrow?
Your manager's actually saying it's tomorrow.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay, never mind. Yes, I'm excited to see Janelle Monáe. But today, and yesterday I got to see Hozier.
Oh, how was that?
That was awesome. He sounds just like the record. That was
did
amazing.
You see,
yes.
Did you see awesome. McCartney at all?
Yes, I did.
How
yes,
was that?
I did. It was awesome. Transcendental. I mean, what do you mean, how was that? It was amazing.
Could have been funny.
He played Blackbird.
Oh, he did?
He played Obla D. Apparently, he played Hey Jude. I missed that one, though.
That's the last one. You left?
Oh, yeah, I had to leave.
Got to beat the crowds.
Yeah.
Are you
I
playing?
Had to be up at 8 in the morning this morning, so.
Oh, yeah. Did you have an early sound check?
Yes.
What shows do you have coming up in the near future, in the next few weeks?
Check it out. I'm going to be playing at the Saxon Pub tomorrow night, October 7th at 10:30 p.m.
Nice.
And then I'm going to be playing at Antone's next Sunday, the 14th at 10 p.m. And I'm going to be playing with my band. So if you missed it today, you can see it tomorrow or next Sunday. And if you missed any of that information, just go to JackieVinson.com.
JackieVinson.com.
Yes. JackieVinson.com. Vinson with a V. Yeah.
Have you been getting any free guitars or anything lately?
I got a few free guitars from Fender.
Nice.
Gibson wants to give me some free guitars, but I have to figure out which guitar I want from Gibson. We'll see
what
happens.
That's pretty exciting.
That is exciting.
Do pedal people come to you too?
I just recently got an endorsement with Pigtronics because they make my looper pedal.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. And I got an Ernie Ball string endorsement.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good...
That's going to save me a surprising amount of money.
That's a... I like Ernie Ball. That's what I use.
Yeah, I usually bounce between that and Diodario. But now it's all Ernie Ball. No more Diodario. Sorry, Diodario. You know, if you liked it, you should have put
a ring on it.
Sorry,
Diodario.
They should have put a ring on it. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Jackie, is there anything that I'm missing here? People can find... You guys can find Jackie at JackieVenson.com.
Yes.
Although, I don't think people have a hard time finding you. They're all, like, yelling, hello. Hey, Jackie!
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 Bobby!
That's what I'm going to say from now on to you.
Yeah, for real.
Have you been... So you're doing good? You're feeling good?
Yes.
Feeling healthy?
It's a great
day. Still writing a lot of songs?
Yes. I just wrote a song called Afterglow. So that's going to be one of the songs, the bonus songs on the new album called Joy.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I guess I'm going to have to write a song called Joy.
Yeah,
that's
you probably
the title
should.
Of the album.
You should put the song Joy on the next album.
But the album's called Joy.
No, the one that comes after Joy.
Oh.
See what I'm saying? And then it harkens back to the last album.
That's true. It could be like a callback.
Could be a callback. That's what I believe in.
Yeah.
You have great new singles out, Never Say Die, Rollin' and Tumblin', Only Have You, Don't Lie to Me.
I'll Find a Way.
What's that?
I'll Find a Way was premiered
I'll Find by a Way.
ACL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they premiered it on their page.
Oh, awesome.
That was nice. It's all Louis's idea. Shout out to Louis.
Shout out to Louis, doing a great job.
Yeah, he's really good at the internet stuff.
I want to thank AMF and ACL Cares for having us. Be sure you can check out. You can find the Austin Music Foundation at austinmusicfoundation.org. Go there. There are tons of panels. There are mixers. There are events that we have. There are shows that we put on, and you can donate there. So donate to the Austin Music Foundations and all the ACL Cares people. This is my friend Jackie Venson. You can find her at jackievenson.com. Thanks for hanging out, you guys.
Thanks.
Yeah. Me and Jackie Venson chatting it up live at Austin City Limits Music Festival on the ACL Cares stage. Don't forget, you can find Jackie at jackievenson.com. She is constantly on tour. She has tons of new singles. She's releasing a new single every month this year for 12 months. All right? Jackie Venson, great time talking to her. All right, let's get to the next conversation that I had, which was the next week at Austin City Limits Music Festival. On Sunday, October 14th, I sat down with hip-hop artist Kid Jones, whose brand new album, Homecoming, is out now. You can find him at kidjones.com. He's part of the LNS crew. He performed earlier that day at Austin City Limits Festival, and we have a great conversation. It was great catching up with Kid Jones at the ACL Cares stage. All right, without further ado, here's me and Kid Jones live at Austin City Limits Music Festival.
I'm way too juicing this bitch, my nigga, I'm lit. No rolling my town, no wasting the time we spend. From nicks and them dimes, we started from now you get that work like time and time again. Just holla if you need me. I'm on tail with the vodka and the Fiji. Or probably with a model from the freaky. Pop a seal on the bottle.
Hello, ACL. If you can hear my voice, please make some noise. Thank you so much. Guys, we are ACL Cares. We're here every year. This year we're doing something a little bit different, and we've got some panels coming through so we can get to know our nonprofits a little bit better. As you can see to the right of the stage, these are all of our nonprofits represented. Please take some time to come by and talk to them. And ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the stage. We're going to see a conversation on How Did I Get Here with Johnny Gowdy and Kid Jones, sponsored by the Awesome Music Foundation. Let's make some noise, everybody. Let them hear it.
Black girl, European, please don't ruin the evening. Walk around, dripped up, I know what you think. Cell phone, still getting picked up. Red bone, leg bone, licked up. Only hear the headphones.
Hello.
Instrumental.
Hey, hey.
I'm Johnny Gowdy, the host of the podcast, How Did I Get Here? And I also work with the Austin Music Foundation. This is my guest today, hip-hop artist Kid Jones. He played earlier today.
What's up, y'all? Hey.
So, Let's get into it. How was the show?
It was great.
You can take this off if you want. There we go.
There we go.
Now we're talking. You know, a lot of people, I've never seen a rapper really use a mic stand.
Yeah.
It's not natural.
I try to start off with a mic stand, and then I end up moving it out the way.
Yeah? Here, I'm going to move this one out of the way for you. Oh. There you go.
There you go. Real hip-hop form.
The show was good.
It was great.
You had a lot of guests.
Yeah, I had a lot of guests. It was nice turnout, nice weather.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Gorgeous day today out here. Let me ask you a question. How does one get to Austin City Limits Festival?
One gets there by working extremely hard.
Yeah.
just putting your foot down on the pedal and just, you know, all gas, no brakes. Don't look back.
That's all you can really do.
That's it.
You have a new album out called Homecoming. Came out earlier this year.
Yes, sir.
And you got a couple new singles out as well?
Yep. I got a couple singles. One called Dripped Up / Brand New. I just dropped on YouTube. The music video is out right now. You can check that out.
Fantastic. People can get out there and see it. Actually, yeah, that's a great video, by the way.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, so did you record that here in Austin?
I did record both of those tracks in Austin in my living room.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, it was.
Awesome. And you're still part of the LNS crew.
Definitely.
How many guys are in the crew?
Right now, it's about five of us. Me, Tank, Harris, Corey, and DJ Charlie.
Okay. All right. I know Tank and Harris and you, but I don't know the other guys yet. I got to meet them.
Yeah, Corey Kendricks, he moved to Denver not too long ago.
All right.
He's still part of the crew.
Were there some guys, am I not mistaken? You were on the show a couple years ago, and, man, this is so loud. You were on the show a couple years ago. Wasn't there one of the guys that lived in Atlanta or something? Am I wrong?
I ended up moving to Atlanta.
You did?
Yeah, I moved to Atlanta for a while. Yeah, I was
there. How long were you there?
I was there for about a year and a half. Yeah, almost
what
2 years.
Were you performing and stuff there?
Yeah, I did some shows there. Yeah?
Yeah. So what brought you back to Austin?
Just really, I was in a house fire, so... That was like the initial thing that brought me back.
What do you mean? Like you were in the house when it caught on fire?
Yeah.
With your family?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you have to get out while the place was on fire?
Yeah.
Holy jeez.
Yeah. Our neighbors set their house on fire and ours caught, you know, backlash off that.
They set theirs on fire?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Things happen. It's crazy.
Yeah, things do happen. So then you came back to Austin. I was going to ask you this. There's way more, like... Austin is known as the live music capital of the world, right?
True.
And in the rest of the world, hip-hop is basically the number one style of music. Everybody gets it. Everybody does it. But in Austin, for some reason, it's the live music capital of the world, but hip-hop is somehow a little fractured. Am I wrong about that?
100% correct, yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's gotten better over time? Do you think there's people that are making it better?
I think it's definitely getting better because, you know, like, for instance, like 10 years ago, there probably wasn't a hip hop artist from Austin performing here. So
that's true.
You know, the progression is getting there in the city. You know, the events and the things that are going on in the city is getting a lot better. So, I mean, it's progressing. We would like to see it, you know, move a lot faster and actually get some like big companies to come here and start, you know, looking and searching out talent here. But yeah, it's progressing. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what about... You do this show today. When you normally perform, where do you do shows at Empire sometimes, I've seen. Where else do you play in town?
Empire, Scratch House, The Parish. I mean, anywhere in Austin, you name it.
Yeah?
Yeah. They got a good crowd there, a good group of people there. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Who all do you like in the scene, in the hip-hop scene?
The hip-hop scene?
Yeah, here in Austin. Who are guys that you're like?
I mean,
obviously Tank.
Oh, yeah, Tank. Of course, that's my brother. I like this new artist named Lil Quinn.
Uh-huh. I've not heard him.
Lil Quinn, he's like a 17 years old. Little hip-hop artist coming up. He's pretty dope. Yeah.
Okay. Where do you see these guys? Because that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's like, maybe I'm going to the wrong places to see hip-hop.
It's out there. It's honestly out there. I think we got to get more media sites to actually go into, you know, the places where it's at, you know, because the places where it's at, it's not getting big coverage or the coverage that it could possibly get to get, you know, more audience. So,
right.
But it's definitely out there. It's all about, you know, breaking those barriers. Like, I feel like I have just even coming up here and even, you know, getting people to understand and know my name. I was once, you know, one of those kids that, you know, was just nobody knew who I was. I was doing local shows at whatever local bar and no one knew who I was, from the Chronicle to 360. But, you know, we breaking those doors down.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And you just do that by putting out music and putting out music. Who did you hire, like a publicist or something for this last record?
No, I didn't hire a publicist.
No?
I do have a publicist, but that was just afterwards. But yeah, everything that I've done up to this far has been all me. And I've definitely sent like millions of emails to like every Austin publication, you know, since I was like 15. So that was, you know, it's definitely like an uphill battle.
Yeah.
And I'm barely, now they're sending me emails to, you know, say to Lisa.
Right. That's great.
So that's cool.
Yeah. And you have, I mean, you have like songs that have over 300,000 plays on Spotify and you get like a lot of traction. Were you like on a playlist to get that, or how did that come about?
Honestly, you have to tell me. I mean, there is playlists, but, you know, the fans are pushing the music and it's going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there still, like, do you make mixtapes and stuff in between records?
Definitely, of course.
Where do you put those out? Like on SoundCloud?
SoundCloud.
Bandcamp?
Bandcamp. Anywhere music is streamed.
Yeah.
That's why I'm putting my music everywhere.
Are you in charge generally of your own business?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you bounce ideas off of? Like, who helps you?
I bounce ideas off of, you know, my friends, my bro Harris. He's like my business partner. You know,
right.
Harris.
Yeah.
And just everyday life, you know what I mean? It's just, we striving for the top, so whatever it takes to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there guys that you know that are like ahead of you in their careers that have sort of helped you out?
Nah.
No?
No one's helped me out.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No one's helped me out, really. I can't say that.
Oh. What about turning it around and helping out the younger guys coming up and giving them advice? And
all day. All day.
Them, yeah?
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's every day. They hit me in my inbox. I'm very receptive to them. You know?
Yeah.
I'm real close with the local community, so they rock with me tough.
Were you friends with Darnell Robinson, MC Overlord? Just passed away.
Had just seen him probably like leaving a bar like a week or two before.
Yeah.
And we were actually about to have some dialogue because we've never really had dialogue, but we know each other.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, I see you.
Yeah.
One of those things. And we didn't really get to, you know, chop it up like we needed to. So
sad,
very unfortunate.
Loss. Well, I look back at a time when like in the 90s when I first met Don. Like probably 25 years ago was when I first met him. He was the only guy that you could see doing it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I grew up seeing his commercials, you know, and I was always like wondering, who is this guy? You know.
Yeah.
How do I get that commercial? And actually, like, Mother's Window Tint was like down the street from my grandmother's house. So.
Is that what he did the commercial for?
Yeah. Yeah, Mother's.
That's awesome. What about like, do you know Franchise and Zeely?
Yeah.
And those guys.
Yeah, we're all cool.
That's a good. So there is a good scene here in Austin. It just needs to. There needs to be more light shown on it.
Definitely correct.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas of how to do that?
Like I said, just like what I do. You know, I contact you guys and try to invite y'all to my events. Try to, you know, make myself more familiar with y'all. Make y'all more familiar with me. I think it's a. You can't expect, you know, these publications to come out. You got to reach out to them. And a lot of these kids just don't know that they got to reach out. You know, like, a lot of these kids don't know that they got to send those emails, but, like, that's what I was doing, and, you know, that's how I was figuring it out.
Right.
So it's just, you know, it's a little bit of both, but, you know, now that, you know, the city knows that the hip-hop community is here, you know, we can start just infiltrating these scenes and exposing them.
Right. Well, I've been working with the Austin Music Foundation that provides free education for the community through, like, mentorship, one-on-one consultations, panels with expert people talking about touring and tour managing and stuff. Do you tour a lot?
Yeah, I've been on tour before, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you tour for this record? Like, where do you go around regionally? Like, do you do shows in Houston on a regular basis?
I wouldn't say a regular basis, but I definitely, like, make those stops. And we did tour for this last record.
Yeah.
We went on a European tour.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that was pretty fun.
Did you go?
We're in Amsterdam, Paris, and West Holland. We had a few shows out there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Were you doing it with guys that were from here, or were you like hooking up with bands that were out there?
We did it mainly ourselves. This company, this clothing company called Kitsune, based out of Japan, but they have their flagship store in Paris. They actually took me on this tour.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they put out a few of my singles earlier within a year and then invited me out there. So
that's
it's crazy.
Great. And how did they find you?
The internet.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
They came across you. You didn't submit to
them. Okay. Yeah, they just, one day I woke up and had an email. Okay.
Thanks, buddy. One day you woke up and you had an email?
Yeah.
Same thing with ACL?
Same thing. Just woke up and it was like, whoa. I didn't even believe it. I was like, is this for real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did a lot of interviews today after your show. What's the main thing people are asking you? Like...
The main thing...
Yeah. Are people asking you about the hip-hop scene in Austin? Are people like, what's the main thing people are talking about here?
Not really. Not really talking about the
That's just me?
Yeah, that's just you. But, no, that's a good question, though. They've been asking me a lot of different questions, honestly. It hasn't really been the same questions.
No?
Yeah, it's been kind of, you know, like, sporadic, honestly, yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask you a weird question about just a general hip-hop community question? Maybe you don't know.
Let's do
it. Maybe you do because it only happened a couple days ago. But what do you think of like, a Kanye West's visit to the White House and sort of his dissertation on... water planes and stuff.
Wow.
Sorry, is that a bad question?
No.
I never know.
Honestly, I haven't clicked the link, you know? I haven't clicked the link to actually see what he was saying
because
I didn't really want to get upset by anything he was saying. So I was just like, but I did find out his password, so that
there you
happened.
Go. No, that's good.
Yeah. I didn't, but you know, Kanye, he's kind of cuckoo right now. But
he's cuckoo.
Hey.
He's doing it, though. I mean, like, have you heard his new record? Did you like it?
I heard it. Yeah. It's not my favorite Kanye album.
No, it's not mine.
It's not my favorite Kanye record. It is what it is, you
are
know?
Are you a Travis Scott fan?
Yeah, I like Travis Scott, yeah.
You going to stick around and see the show tonight?
I'm going to try to. My son is down there asleep, so we're going to see how he's feeling.
Getting his second win, man.
We're going to see how he's feeling.
Doing a disco nap. He is so cute. How old is he?
He's 2.
Yeah, is he your only one?
Yeah, my only one.
Yeah? What's his name?
Cairo.
He wouldn't tell me.
Yeah. Very exclusive.
He speaks a mysterious language.
Yeah, you might have to holler at his publicist to,
get that info. Does Cairo like your music? That's always a big question for me. Do you kids? What do you do if your kids don't like your music? What happens then?
Gotta,
I know, right?
You got to switch it up.
Yeah, I guess so.
That'd be detrimental. I'd be, like, devastated if he didn't like my music. I actually make music with my son all the time.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, he's in the studio with me all the time playing with his little keyboard. He has his own little setup.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah. When he was a baby, I used to make beats with him just like laying on my chest. So
that's awesome.
Hasn't stopped.
Do you make beats for others as well?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you keep that just going all the time?
All the time.
Do people come to you for them or do you submit them to people?
All the time.
Yeah, okay.
Both. You know, submitting and I'm submitting them and people, you know, hit me up constantly to them. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you have planned for 2019? What's next for Kid Jones?
2019.
Yeah.
I have another project that I'm going to drop in the next few months, definitely at the beginning of 2019. It's called Onyx Dior.
Okay.
And the first single will be with Gary Clark Jr. I got a song.
Oh, fantastic.
And
how'd you hook up with him?
Gary, I met Gary like when I was probably like 20 years old. I went to one of his shows.
Yeah.
And from then we've just been, you know, we've been cool since then. And we never really did a record. We always talked about doing a record.
Yeah.
And then... one day he just invited me to his house, went out there and just vibed and did it.
I find that he does a whole lot more on hip-hop records than he does on rock records. Like, you can find Gary on way more records than hip-hop ones. I mean, that way more hip-hop records than rock records.
I think he's definitely touching them, though. He's played me a lot of different, a lot of different sounds, so he definitely has it in him. And, I think he's just a versatile artist and just, like, has, you know, tunnel vision on where he's set to go and what he's trying to put out. So, you know, he's just probably, it's all emotion.
When you have guests on your songs, like, do you know who you want? Do you have in mind? You know what I mean? When you're doing the thing where you're like, oh, this would be good for Gary.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm making a record, I do have an artist in mind that I want to get it to and that I want to get featured on it. For that record, me and Gary have, I actually played it for him in Atlanta when he was...
on tour there?
I'm not sure if he was on tour, but he was doing a show in Atlanta, and he called me up, and we were just hanging outside of his tour bus.
Yeah.
And I played it to him on, like, a Beats Pill, and he was just, like, going crazy.
That's awesome.
And then once I got back to Austin, we ended up doing the record. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you did that in your living room too?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
We actually, the record we did together, we did that in his like guest house.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you got that coming out. Any more Europe trips? Trips to Europe?
Definitely.
In the works?
Definitely. Yeah? I love Europe. Got to go back.
And they love you there? What kind of shows were you doing there? Were they clubs or like?
Clubs, little underground clubs. It was a big almost not an arena, but it was like a huge like
shed?
A mega club, like a mega club, like massive. It was stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was on 420, so that was crazy.
Oh yeah, I bet that was for Adam.
Yeah.
Was that in the Netherlands too?
Yeah, that was in the Netherlands.
Woo. 420 in the Netherlands is like
insane.
Yeah, that's like Christmas in the Vatican or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It was insane, yeah.
But different. Who all did you have on this record on Homecoming? Who were all the guests that you had? I could look it up.
I had a lot of guest producers.
Yeah.
I had like one feature on there. This guy from I don't want to say the wrong place, but I had a guy singer on there. I can't think of his name right now. I can't think of his name.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
I had like one feature on there.
Yeah. Who were the producers you had on there?
Producers, myself, of course.
Yeah.
This guy named Ty on the Track from Austin. And yeah, that's really it. Just me and him, honestly.
All right. Well, man, it's been great talking to you. And people can find you at kidjones.com, tearing up the Austin music scene. Look for him again, going back to Europe for a tour over there. And is there anything I'm missing, man?
No, you got to hit it on the nail.
All right. Cairo is asleep. He's doing very well. I want to thank the Austin Musician, the Austin Music Foundation for having us.
Thank
you, guys. ACL Cares for having us. This has been a fantastic thing. Great to see you, kid.
Thank you for having
me.
Let's give it up for Kid Jones, Johnny Gowdy, and the Austin Music Foundation. That was an amazing talk. Guys, we are ACL Cares. We're here for the rest of the day. Please take some time out of your day to stop by these booths. They want to talk to you. You can actually find out more about how you can help the world around you. It's a really good experience, a really good time. Also, just so you guys know, Houndmouth is about to start right over here at Barton Springs. If you have kids, stop by Kitty Limits. Get your kid a balloon. They want a balloon. We all want balloons. And also, stop by the art market to see some local artists and hang out with them. We love you so much. Take care of yourselves. Stay hydrated. Take care of each other. Good night.
No rolling my time. No wasting the time we spend. From Nixon them dimes, we started from
Kid Jones, How Did I Get Here? Live at Austin City Limits Music Festival. I want to thank Austin Music Foundation and ACL Cares and the Austin City Limits Music Festival for having us. I'd like to thank Jackie Venson and Kid Jones for coming and doing the show. I want to thank Emily from Austin Music Foundation for setting it up. I want to thank the sound guys for doing the sound. And I want to send out a very special thanks to my dear friend, Mr. Einar Peterson, who came with me and recorded both of those shows. He's such a great guy. He recorded both of those shows. He did a great job. Thank you so much, Einar. Thank you, Austin City Limits Music Festival. And thank you, ACL Cares. And thank you so much, Austin Music Foundation, for the opportunity to go out to Austin City Limits Festival and do these live in front of people. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Let's get down.
No rolling my time, no wasting the time we spend. From Nixon them dimes, we started from Now you get that work like time and time again. Just holler if you need me. Still popping in the PJs. Cop a clip off of eBay. Kicking your door, just got your key made. Shit. Anyways, heard a nigga who can't hurt away. Heard him say what you heard him say. Me and my dog, we gon' act a damn fool, set it off. Fuck the other side, it's not the issue. Lead the other, who know the initial. Only fuck with niggas from the crib, so point you out, it's only pointing pistol. Might just pop a nigga, pop a fish. Whole lot familiar, have to miss you. I'm way too juicy in this bitch, my nigga, I'm lit.
No rolling my time, no wasting the time we spend. From nixing them dimes, we started from now you get that work like time and time again.